I have a Skype call from Maddie in Tokyo, Japan. I want to take this right now. Maddie, go ahead. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, my pleasure. Let me ask you some questions. Did you feel this earthquake?
Big time. I was in the gym when it happened, and at first I thought the person next to me using weights was using them so hard it was causing the floor to shake until I snapped to it and got out of there.
What is the mood right now in that region?
You know what? It's weird. Between me and all my expat friends, we're kind of contacting each other and pretty worried. But for the Tokyoites, the Japanese side, it's pretty nonchalant in a way. They're scared, but between the tremors, which have been going on for about the past 3 hours pretty consistently, between the tremors, a lot of people are still going out and walking their dogs and buying chicken. It's really bizarre. It's really weird.
They've talked about 4 million homes out of power near Tokyo with 14 major fires. Do you see any of that?
No, I don't see any of that, but I've seen some reporting, and there's a large oil refinery that burst into flames in the north of Tokyo. But some of my friends who live in those areas have been saying that they can see some smoke and cracks in the buildings of their offices. You know, the whole city shut down. The entire train network is done, and alarms are sounding, and you just got to kind of stay put.
Maddie, what gets you to Japan?
Yeah, I'm an English teacher, and I have family over here as well. I enjoy it.
They are used to catastrophes, but they constantly
in the Tokyo area.
Yeah, absolutely, and they rebound. But I've got to tell you, Maddie, you know, in my entire broadcasting career, and I've looked at devastation, and thank God, I don't think that you're going to even get close to the death toll that we had in the Indonesian quake years ago. But the devastation is as big as anything I've ever seen. This is like, God forbid, but it's like they got hit by another atomic bomb. It's wiped out.
Yeah, there are certain areas that have been certainly devastated in that regard. But an atomic bomb is a bit much. Sorry.
It just keeps going.
Absolutely, absolutely, and you just kind of got to wait for the next tremor, and then what? Do you want to go to sleep?
You can't. You can't go to sleep.
No, absolutely not. No,
you'll be up all night.
But it's weird how people just automatically assume that it's over. They just say, "Oh, it's over now. It's safe to return." But then the aftershocks keep continuing. It's a really bizarre mentality.
Absolutely, and you're about what, 250 miles away from most of the damage?
Yeah, that's. Right. Where the tsunami hit, it's about 250 miles away, but I'm pretty close to some of those other fires, but not too close to get harmed. Actually, when I moved to Tokyo, I chose a place that is the safest place to live in regarding earthquakes. So
they have built earthquake-proof buildings, and they're pretty darn strong, aren't they, Maddie?
Yeah, there's a lot of wood and concrete and a lot of flexibility in the buildings, for sure, yeah. I work in the skyscraper district in Tokyo, and they sway very gently.
What I'm seeing here, even though I've seen cars float away and boats and small ships tossed and turned, it looks like a lot of farmland on the northeast part of the country. Is that what that is?
Regarding the tsunami damage?
Yeah, I mean, it just looks like there's a lot of farmland out there from what I can see.
That north area is sort of a breadbasket, and they use a lot of land reclamation to extend the land out artificially to increase their arable land. And, of course, that area would, of course, be hit directly by a tsunami because it's very low-lying and artificial.
The United Nations, they've got a number of search crews and rescue groups ready to send in if they need be. So I'm sure things will get back to normal in maybe a month or two. It's going to take a while. What time is it there now, Maddie?
It's just after 6 o'clock in the evening.
6 o'clock in the evening. What day?
It's Friday evening.
Friday evening already. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you're way ahead of us here In the United States.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Thanks, Maddie.
I'm a Stream League member.
Stay in check with us.
Okay. Thanks, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate that. That's Maddie out there checking in with us on our Skype line from Tokyo, Japan, during the middle of this devastation that has hit the northeast coast of Japan.